before even the amateur radio service was even defined, what we now think of as hams were considered what they called private radio operators. This is back in the 1910s and so on. And basically, private radio operators and commercial operators all occupied the same frequency spectrum. You know, you've heard the term of a ham actor occupying more of the stage than they wanted. Well, that's how many of these amateur radio operators were interpreted.